Morning. Quick tip of the day. We've been finding that taxi cabs, like the unmarked taxis, similar to like Uber drivers, but with the New York taxi plates, have been disguising themselves as taxi drivers, but trafficking contraband. And one of the things that I've noticed in regards to these specific vehicles, what do you notice when you see a taxi cab or even an Uber driver? Where does the patron sit? Sits in the back seat, right? What does the front passenger seat look like? Usually, that front passenger seat is pushed all the way forward towards the dash, and the seat back is bent forward, right? To provide the backseat patrons with a lot more legroom. So with these particular taxi plates, or these vehicles that are used for trafficking narcotics, and that have taxi plates on them, you'll notice that the front seat is not canted forward, it's not bent all the way forward, it's not pushed towards the dash, because that vehicle is not necessarily used as a means of transporting people, but as a means of transporting narcotics. So if you don't know, anybody that utilizes a New York taxi plate essentially pays like a fee weekly or monthly. And that fee is probably around $800 a month just to utilize that taxi plate. So they'll use that and pay that fee as a disguise, right? To make it seem like they're transporting people. That gives them a legitimate reason as potentially why they're at a certain location, because they can use the excuse that I just dropped somebody off, or I'm looking for somebody to pick somebody up, right? And I don't necessarily know that law enforcement is stopping these taxi plates or taxi drivers. Time and time again, we're seeing Uber drivers being used where they not necessarily know they're transporting narcotics, but somebody will be in the back seat and this person is utilizing an Uber to drive the narcotics, money, or weapons to a certain location, and then they're going to be driven back to the location, right? So they're kind of blending in with traffic, and they're sitting in the back seat. The driver doesn't necessarily know what they're involved in, but we also have had the experiences or incidents where the driver was in on it, but we couldn't necessarily prove it. So I'd be paying attention to the Uber drivers. I'd be paying attention to Lyft drivers, as well as the New York taxi plates on the unmarked vehicles, right? And a big indicator that they aren't necessarily transporting people would be that front seat not pushed all the way forward and not bent forward. Usually you can see a lot of the legitimate taxi drivers or taxi vehicles, you'll see like that storage compartment on the back of the front passenger seat. And it has like gum in it. It has water bottles. That seat back is all the way forward to give the rear seat passengers a lot of leg room. You're not going to see that. So pick up on those things. Tip of the day, Austin, Texas on Monday. I'm super excited. I revamped my entire presentation. I did the entire presentation over again. I started from scratch, and it's going to be awesome. I'm really excited to kick it off on Monday in Austin, Texas. Show these guys something new that I haven't showed anybody before. And I'm hoping that it's received very well. I'm hoping that it blows up. Texas is like the new New Jersey. They're super eager to learn, super eager to train and educate themselves and bring themselves up to speed and up to par with what law enforcement should be like. So I'm excited to get in front of a new crowd. Hope that tip was useful. Enjoy your Wednesday. Be safe out there. Go get them. Remember, one traffic stop away from making the largest seizure of your life.